Stitch too, so he can do Stitch.
I don't know if Stitch will be able to do the right welcome ring. I'm gonna do the Kermit because I don't know. I don't know if I'm able to do.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Don't tilt that. You gotta keep it there. Cause now just talk. You don't need to even touch it. Just go.
Welcome to Airway Superstars. What are you from?
Muffet.
Georgia, or where were you from?
Muffet.
Curse you, Earthling.
Muffet.
Okay, who is this guy? Who let him in here?
This is Marvin the Marvison.
I thought you were Kermit.
Marvison.
Are you both?
That was the jibe everybody does.
So yeah, we get this guy. He just walked in. We don't know who he is. He's just grabbed the microphone away from Hamburger Jones over there and just started talking. I don't know. Well, I guess since he's here, he might as well introduce the show. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Cue the music. And action.
Marvin the Martian, saying hello to Airway Superstars.
I'm in space! Happy Superstars!
Welcome to another thrill ride of Airway Superstars with your hosts, DJ Cheeseburger Jones, DJ Smashburger, DJ Big Rig Burger, DJ Kermit Frog Legs Burger, and DJ Cowboy Burger with barbecue sauce.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey.
How's it going, buddy?
Good.
What's your favorite food to eat, buddy?
Pizza.
What do you like on your pizza?
Cheese.
What do you like for breakfast?
Waffles.
What do you put in your waffles?
Syrup.
What kind of syrup?
Maple syrup.
You like strawberry?
Yes.
Who's your favorite singer?
Baby Beat It.
Who's that?
Baby Beat It.
Who sings that? Who sings that song? Julio Iglesias? Who sings Beat It?
Michael Jackson.
Hey, what's that famous dance? What's that famous dance move he does? Do you know that? Is that the move? What's that famous dance he does?
Moonwalk. Beat It.
Yeah. Can you sing it? You want the words? That's good.
Well, that's good anyway. Good anyway.
Yeah, you want to say a little more before we go?
Want to say bye?
You want to say anything else on the radio before we move on to something else? What else do you want to say?
Chicken patty.
Okay, thank you.
It's me, DJ Smashbang, about the movies. It's me, DJ Smashbang, about movies. I have popcorn and soda, candy and pizza, nachos and hot dog.
Oh yeah!
Here we go now. Get copy. Your seat. Let's go to the movie. I'm DJ Smash Bang. I'll talk about the Jurassic Park. That great movie about dinosaurs and bear and getting a dad doll. and it'll be exciting. I will have fun as a movie. Airway Superstar. And that is a C2C bear, and a dado, and a
dinosaur.
Another movie is Homeward Bound.
Oh, good. Tell us about that. Tell us what that's about.
About a dog and a cat.
How many dogs?
Two.
And how many cats?
One.
Two dogs.
Two dog.
One cat.
One cat.
Meow.
So tell us what are their names? Go ahead. Tell us about that.
That is Shadow, Sassy, and Chance.
And what happens to them?
Lots of fun. Lots to San Francisco. That'd be a long time. Enjoy the movie.
All right. Do you have any more movies for us? One more. How about it? One more movie that you like.
Movie is Zookeeper. Lion and Cheetah. That's a guy, Kevin James, is as a jungle. And to see am a monkey. It's a great movie. And has some fun. Good movie for you. Go see it right now. Jurassic Park, Homeward Bound, and Zookeeper. That's the best. That is DJ Smash Bang, your movie man. Amen. Here's a song, Homeward Bound, a dog, a cat, a shadow, Sassy, a chance. Lost to the San Francisco. That's one for you.
Magnifica, Magnifica,
Savasiska, it's Justin and Matt talking about the fair.
Those are rides I can't even go on anymore, dude. It sucks. All my favorite rides.
Did you ever go on the fair?
What's that one?
It's the one that was kind of like a bow goes back and forth.
Oh, and then it goes boop all the way down. Yeah, and then, luckily, I went with my friends.
But luckily they almost dropped their phone. But luckily, somebody caught it from down below. Like, the phone literally went because it was out of the pocket. Fell right out of the pocket.
Luckily,
the phone literally went.
The phone doesn't go upside down.
I'm saying this phone just fell out of the pocket.
But luckily,
well, the phone only goes like
That's what I'm saying. The phone went like, when it hit the top like that, that's when the phone fell out because he was trying to take a picture like an idiot. But luckily, I was like, you better not take your phone out. He tried to take a picture. Somebody luckily caught it and gave it back to him. And guess who it was? Guess who picked up the phone? It was my friend. It was actually one of my friends I hang out with still. And guess what? My mom found it. My mom literally luckily found
luckily. Actually, we were on a high house ride 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And the guy that was running it, was actually like a Puerto Rican t-shirt.
Yeah.
I have a Puerto Rican necklace. It's like, yeah.
Because of the Puerto Rican.
Yeah, we're basically like brothers in a way.
Puerto Rican. I'm half Puerto Rican. You're half Puerto Rican.
I'm also part Irish. So
and
school,
I'm
right?
Part mom, my mom, I don't know which is.
Yeah, basically me, my two combinations is very, very bad.
Irish and Puerto Rican? Yeah, it's not bad, though.
It's actually bad.
What?
Puerto Ricans have very short fuses, and the Irish, hot-blooded.
Yeah, true.
So, it's like, I'm not going anywhere near that one.
Just think about it. Hello, guys. This is DJ Matt.
And this is Elvis.
Look who has another special guest. Who's this guy? Look who just showed up.
I am DJ Wasa.
And we have another special guest. We got Elvis in the building.
You're all beautiful.
We got Elvis going to the fair.
Uh-huh.
Is he going to perform a song? We don't know. Maybe. We'll listen to it. Maybe.
Well, you know, I'm the rock and roll king, so always got to be around.
Always. Hey, Elvis, what are you going to get at the fair?
Watch.
Maybe get some girl phone numbers, you know what I'm saying? Aww.
Because I'm famous. Because you're famous.
All right, I'm famous. I'm rich. And basically me and Priscilla just broke up.
Hmm. Hey, Mr. DJ Rockstar, what are you going to do at the fair?
I think Elvis is dead, isn't he? Is he's going to be walking around the fair?
The food, like chicken or cotton candy, walk around, and see people. I see Matt and Justin.
Watch.
Right. I'm sorry. Who's this Justin supposed to talk about?
Who's Justin? Who Justin, DJ Rockstar? Say, it's Mr. Elvis. Not Mr. Justin. I think it's Mr. Elvis.
This is Elvis, not Justin.
I'm sorry, but still, why call me Justin? You know, I'm Elvis, huh?
I think you get those two mixed up.
Watch. This is Mr. Elvis, not Justin, not Matt. Mr. Elvis Presley.
All right.
Well, you know, since I'm going to the fair down here in Greenville, maybe I'll see a few people there. I'll sing a song. Yeah, maybe we'll all just have a grand old time. Uh-huh.
All right. What I'm going to do at the fair, I'm actually going with a friend, Elvis.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, I'm sure about that. I'm going with Elvis / JP.
So what's JP fella you talking about?
Watch.
Is she wild about me? Or is he pretty chill?
I think he's a big fan of you, Elvis. He's a really big fan of you.
Oh.
But what I'm going to do at the fair, I'm going to go with one of my friends. And we're going to have a good time. We're going to walk around. Probably look at a couple stores, you know. Probably get a hat or something.
What kind of hat you look at getting that, son?
I might get a cowboy hat.
Well, that sounds just fine to me, Butterball.
Hey, Mr. Rockstar, what are you doing
at
the fair?
Did he just call you Butterball?
I think he just called me Butterball, but we're going to move on from that.
Okay, thank you. I just see the live music and eat food. And wise with my girlfriend. And the first bowling thing there. Yeah, have fun.
Watch. It's not lunchtime yet. Elliot, oh, Elliot. lunch.
Lunch.
Hey.
Have your lunch. Have your lunch.
Lunch. Peppa Pig. Lunch. Lunch. Lunch.
Lunch. Beer. Beer. Lunch. 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 Lunch.
Hey, this is DJ Elliot. Oh, oh. DJ Elliot. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey. DJ Elliot. In the building. Here we go. 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 Lunch.
Lunch. Lunch. Lunch. Lunch.
Pizza.
Pizza. Pizza.
Pizza. Pizza. Pizza.
Elvis.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis.
Elvis Presley. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Papa Pizza. Papa Pizza.
Elvis. Lunch. Lunch.
Lunch. Lunch. Lunch. Lunch. Here we go. Lunch. Right.
Elvis.
Lunch. 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 Magnifica. Magnifica. San Francisco, Papa Peter, San Francisco. All right, back to the fair. Here we go. Back to the fair.
It's just one radio today. How about we have our assistants here play one of my favorite songs from one of my concerts.
All right, let's play one of your favorite songs.
I'll probably play a little bit of Jet House Rock.
Jet House Rock.
Corey, man. Yeah, what's up? I saw Elvis the other day. Get out of here, man!
Jet House Rock.
From the grave.
No way. Superstars go on vacation.
Pretending?
Superstars goes on vacation.
And with their beer thing.
DJ Pedo. DJ Pedo.
DJ Pedo.
DJ Pedo.
It's me!
Hey,
DJ Pedo. Hey, it's me! Hey, DJ Pedo.
DJ Pedo.
Hey!
DJ Peter.
That's me. Here I am. Tell about my vacation. Here it is. No. Tell you all about it. Yep.
All right. Wait a minute. Hold on. Whoa. Here we go. We got Peter, DJ Peter, talking about his marvelous vacation in Montana.
He traveled to Vermont.
I'm sorry. Okay, so where did you go in Vermont?
I went to Ben & Jerry's. Ben & Jerry's, the cider millin, the Vermont teddy bear.
The Vermont teddy bear. What do they do there? What is that?
They make teddy bears.
What do they do?
Make teddy bears.
Okay. And how do they make those? Do you know how they? Did you watch them make the teddy bears?
Yes.
And how do they do that? How does that work?
Great.
How does it work?
Great.
How do you make a teddy bear? Were you able to make a teddy bear yourself?
Yes.
And how did you do it?
Great.
What did you do to make a teddy bear?
By scratch.
And how did you do it by scratch? What did you need to do? Did you need some stuffing?
Yes.
Some material, right?
Yes.
How about some, like, buttons?
Yes.
Eyeballs and things like that?
Yes.
And what color was your teddy bear?
Brown.
Brown. And did you give him a name?
I have no idea. Peter.
Peter the teddy bear. And did you take him home?
Yes.
Excellent. Is he at your house right now?
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, so that's very cool. What else did you do? You went to some nice places to eat. Did you hike up a mountain, Peter?
Nope.
Did you go on a boat ride?
Nope.
Did you hike through the forest?
Nope.
Did you go to the circus?
Nope.
Did you see any animals?
Nope.
Other than the teddy bear. All right, what else did you do? Tell us more about it.
The cider mill.
Oh, you went to the cider mill. Did you pick some apples?
Yeah, I went to get a donut and coffee.
Oh, yeah. Cider donuts?
And coffee.
What did you put in your coffee?
I have no idea.
Did you put a little sugar?
Yes, I put sweet and low.
And how about some creamer?
I put creamer in.
Special creamer?
Yes.
What kind of creamer?
I put milk.
Milk? No coffee mate this time?
Yes.
Excellent. And a cider donut. How many cider donuts did you eat, Peter?
There's one.
Are you going to bring that down?
There's one.
And was it delicious?
Yes.
That's one of my favorite things to do in the fall is eat cider donuts. And it is just one of my favorite things to do.
Well, summer's going to be gone.
Summer's going to be gone. That's true. We're coming to the end of that. And what do we have to look forward to?
Fall!
Excellent. And what do you think about the fall, Peter? Tell us more about that.
Pumpkins!
Let's bring the microphone and we're going to... What is it?
Pumpkins!
Pumpkins. What about them? Lots of pumpkins around.
The great
pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Right?
Yes!
And what else do we like to do in the fall, Peter? What else do you
enjoy? Apples!
Yes, and eat more cider donuts, of course.
Yes!
How about the leaves? Are you interested in the leaves changing color?
Yes!
What's your favorite color of leaves in the fall?
Orange, red, green, orange, red, and yellow.
Yellow and orange and red, and yellow and orange and red and orange and yellow. All right. What else can we share about your vacation?
South Burlington.
That's where you were. You were in South Burlington, Vermont.
Best Western.
And how was that? Tell us how your stay was in the Best Western. I'd like to know more about that.
5 days, 4 nights.
Back up to the microphone, buddy. What?
5 days, 4 nights.
Did you eat breakfast there?
Yes.
What'd you have for breakfast?
I had Lucky Charms and I had
and slices of bread I put creamery butter on.
Cranberry butter?
No, creamery butter.
Oh, creamery butter. I'm sorry. Creamery butter. Very nice.
Did you eat any good food?
Yes,
he talked about that a little bit. Well, tell us more about your food, yeah?
Great.
What did you eat exactly at these places?
I had coffee.
What'd you have to eat, though? What'd you have for supper?
I had burgers and french fries.
Excellent.
DJ Josh talking to Layla about her vacation that she went to.
Did you have Where'd a good you go? Time?
Maine.
Did you have fun in Maine?
Yes.
What'd you do in Maine?
Sleep there.
What'd you eat everywhere?
What'd you eat?
Pasta.
What kind of pasta?
Pasta green.
What kind?
Pasta with butter.
Did you go swimming?
Yes.
Cannonball! Is it cold?
Yes.
Did you play in an arcade?
No.
What'd you have for a drink?
Water.
Water?
Well, it's good for you. Mm-hmm.
What else you had for food?
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes?
Mmm.
Yes. Sounds good.
It tastes good.
And that's it. Yes, no.
Is he?
I went to the... I went to Vermont. They're great.
Yeah, Vermont is beautiful. I've been to Vermont.
I had a good time in Vermont. Your vacation was in Maine.
Yes.
Maine. How's Maine, Layla?
Good. Good. It was good.
Good. Eat lobster. Lobster. Lobster.
Lobster.
Lobster.
Lobster.
Lobster.
Did you eat some lobster?
Yes.
Did you eat some corn chowder?
Yes.
Ooh.
You did good.
Corn chowder.
Beef. Beef 52s. Rock lobster. Chowder. Chowder. Chowder.
Pink lobster.
What kind of soda?
No soda.
I don't know.
Kind soda.
One soda.
Coca-Cola Zero Sugar.
Pink soda.
Why?
Pink soda.
Lobster. 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 B-52s.
Someone reached in and grabbed it. What a rock lobster. Rock lobster. Rock lobster. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. What's a rock? Ocean. Is their hope broke? Ooh,
new segment of Listen to Me with DJ Lynette and Metal Jim. With special guest, Josh Groban.
Hi.
I am Josh Broga. Yeah. If that doesn't say my name right.
Josh Broga.
Yes, he is.
We're here to talk about the Franklin County Fair.
Franklin County Fair with Josh Groban.
Oh, boy.
Broga.
Groga.
It's Italian.
Cause it failed.
I think I only played one game. Well, Saturday, I went to the fair.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had a lot of fun.
The animal there. You hear me?
Yeah.
I saw a lot of animals here Saturday.
I saw a horse.
Did you see the demo?
Unfortunately, no. I left at 2:30 because it rained on Saturday.
I went to what are you doing?
I don't know. What are you doing?
Okay. Ow. What did you repair, Jim?
Saw the demo.
Was it loud?
Yeah, loud.
Very loud.
Who's there with you?
Was it sold out, Jim?
No.
Come on.
Tickets were still selling?
Yep.
I figure because every year when the demo is usually there at the fair, it usually sells out pretty quick. Yeah.
Well, it was pretty fun too.
What'd you eat for food?
Hamburger.
Me too.
I had steak fries.
Steak fries.
Yep. And that was about $20 for me.
That cold, Dad.
Oh, yeah, I had coffee, too.
Yeah, I got coffee there?
Yeah.
I got Coke, too. Yes, I did.
Did you play any games there, Jim?
Yeah.
What'd you play?
I popped the balloons.
Ah.
I get all three.
What balloons. Did you say? Balloon, Jim?
Yep. Me, I played that shooting game where you had to shoot the star. You had to completely shoot the star.
Me too.
That's what it sounds like, because you're shooting. Ding. It's a red. You get a white card, and you have to shoot the entire star in the middle.
Ding.
Yep.
Bing.
It's not really easy to shoot the star, because I think only a few people have done it. But it's not really easy.
I tried it.
Did you get scared?
It cost me $10.
Did you win a prize?
If you win, yes, you get some really good prizes. You get a big stuffed animal.
Yeah. What kind of animal?
I don't know. Rick the Pickle from Rick and Morty.
Who's that?
Oh, it's an old TV show.
Rick the Pickle? Is that his name?
Yep. From Rick and Morty.
That was like a big stuffed. Well, he's not an animal. He's a pickle, right?
Yeah, it's the television show Rick and Morty, but he's turned into a pickle.
I see. Hey, Peter, did you have any pickles at the teddy bear factory? Come tell us about that. Did you see any of them? Wait a minute. Hold on. Here, come this way, buddy. This is very interesting. All right.
There are no pickles at the Teddy Bear Factory.
Excellent. Oh, okay.
Did you go to the fair? Yes. No, I didn't go to the fair at the Big E.
Well, the Big E doesn't open until tomorrow.
Are you going to the fair?
I don't know if I am going to the fair this year.
Me too.
I've already been three fairs.
find out, Jim?
You guys are, you know, the Big E is opening tomorrow, so any of you guys going?
I don't know. It's a long ways from me car.
Yeah, it's in Springfield.
I think, yeah.
Are you going, Lynette? Going to the Big E?
Yeah, Jim there. Jim there.
Are we going to go do there? Play games?
Yes.
Did anybody see any animals at the fair? Any animals?
It's like I said, I saw some
other
really
than pickles. Wild pickles.
No. No. No, I saw
yes,
some
a pickle, yes.
They had some animals, but they had like horses there.
Josh, I saw pictures that you took of yes. many, many animals. You want to tell us about some of those?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
You probably remember what they were, right? Didn't you see, you saw like a Komodo dragon and a Godzilla monster and...
not Godzilla monster, it was
the waffle bee, that lives in Australia.
No, I saw a bazillion rainbow boa.
Yes, I did see it.
I saw
a
common snapping turtle. I saw an African frog. I saw a augustine, which is a tingu, which is a large lizard.
What is that called again?
Lizard.
Aga Ginti Tinu. It is a large lizard that lives in the forest of Savea and the grasslands.
Yes.
Did you see Limu Emu? I think he was there,
no.
Wasn't he?
A corn snake.
Doug? Oh, corn snake, really?
Corn snakes are colorful, non-venomous. Snakes that are super friendly make great pets.
Did you come home with one? Did you get one?
No, unfortunately, no. I do not want to pet that snake.
Why not?
It looks very hungry. I saw a leopard gecko.
Oh, yes, I remember that. What did that look like, Josh? Tell people what that looks like.
Okay. A leopard gecko is a little gecko, the great name from the sports that covered their bodies, which resembles the spots of a leopard.
So it looks like a leopard.
Yes.
But it's a lizard. It's a leopard lizard.
Yeah.
Leopard.
They are big and fat.
Mm-hmm.
Big fat tails that act like a camel's hump to store.
Yes, it is.
To store water.
Water.
Where's it from?
Where's it from?
Doesn't really say where it's from. It just says that. It says that. They are, which is the water that they store is called the metabolic fat. They are all found throughout the Middle East in the rocky, dry lands and desert. That sounds interesting. This tortoise is
what
pretty,
tortoise? What are we talking about here, Jared?
This tortoise that I saw at the fair,
yeah,
is pretty big for
big.
A turtle. I mean,
get it.
Imagine that for a pet.
How old is it?
These tortoises, they can get pretty old. I think they can get up to 100.
100?
Yeah, because all depending on like the years of the tortoise of how it but other than that like the ball python here I saw too, which they are small species, contains that spends on more than underground. Their scales made of keratin, which is the same protein of hair and nails made of. They are sky non-aggressive species of snake that sit in the dark hole instead of hanging out with other snakes. So that is what the ball, the python here, the snake. Oh, these things are so super creepy. This species spider is located in Nicaragua, in Costa Rica. Nicaragua.
Agua?
And Costa Rica.
Costa Rica?
They can reach the length of 4 to 6 inches. Now tell me if that is a creepy spider. Their name is from brown curled hair that its body.
Hey Josh, you ever see the movie Tarantula?
Oh, I seen it.
Have you seen that one?
Yes.
That movie is pretty good.
Who's in it?
You seen that one, Jim?
Yeah.
There's a giant tarantula. Remember that?
Yep.
He comes crawling around.
Yep.
Terrorizes people.
It says two...
destroys cars. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. Bengage are called the penned pulpus and are used up to prey, transport eggs and big barrels.
Meatballs.
Big barrels.
Meatballs. Meatballs.
So we're here talking about the recently passed a couple weeks ago Hulk Hogan / Hulkamania.
He was known to entertain fans all over the world. He loved his fans, for one thing. Because, you know...
He showed some respect to them, and people loved him. They loved him as a person, the way he was.
I mean, he's always had Jimmy Hart to support him.
Yeah.
I mean...
Jim Hart, he's got a lot of friends.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, he also joined, what was it, NWO in his career?
Yep.
What's Josh? What does NWO stand for?
New World Order.
There we go.
I think that Hulk Hogan was like one of the best, because you know I always would love to I would love to see him live, but you know, traveling to different states, it was really hard for a lot of fans going, oh, come on, not this state. I can't travel that far.
No. Hulk Hogan always loved his fans, though. But I would have loved to meet him, but I didn't grow up with him. I watched him. I never grew up and watched him live, but I always loved to see him on the TV. He was on Monday Night, the very first of... day of Monday Night Raw on Netflix, so...
And people didn't really
People really
like
didn't...
Him.
People booed him, which I didn't really like, because he's Hulkamania. He was the first one, him and Mr. T.
Yep.
And then
think of him and Andre the Giant.
Him and Andre, I think that was WrestleMania 2, right?
Yep. That's when...
Andre the Giant got...
That's when I think Andre the Giant got...
He got scoop slammed by...
Well, he was friends with Andre, and then eventually Andre got jealous.
Andre the Giant...
Got jealous of Hogan,
and then they became rivals.
Yeah, because he won a championship.
He won the championship from Hulk Hogan, but they were friends. But another great, amazing thing about Hulk Hogan, he picked up Andre the Giant and body slammed him on the ground. And then he hit him with his Hogan leg drop. And then it goes, he went 1, 2, 3, and then the bell rang. And Hulk Hogan won. And then they played the Real American. He also played in a movie, Rocky 3.
Rocky 3, yeah.
And what was his name? Thunder what? Thunderlips. His name was Thunderlips.
Everybody was trying to, you know. In this movie, he was being an actor. I mean, he was an actor.
He was a good actor too. He was a great actor. Great. He was great in Rocky 3. He versus a good boxer, Rocky Balboa. And that was such a good. It was a good movie. I mean, so it was really nice. So
I think Sting and him were friends. I mean, I think that when back in TNA, I mean, because Hulk Hogan was general manager,
yep.
Him and Eric Bischoff were general manager, and then eventually
Sting.
His superstars started to get hurt, and then the group known as Aces and Eights came, and they didn't know who the leader was, and it was Bully Ray, known as Bubba Ray Dudley. Yeah, he was.
You guys remember him? Him and Dave. What was it? Davon Dudley.
Yep.
They're part of the Dudley Boys. They're a good tag team, like 3D. Yep. That was their finisher together.
Yeah, but no one really thought that seeing him and everybody never thought that Bubba Ray Dudley was a bad guy. Like he was not the good guy in TNA. Nope. But
man. So Hulk Hogan.
Well, when he started dating, Hulk Hogan got mad.
Yep.
He always protected his daughter.
He always protected his. He always protected his family.
Yep.
That's what mattered. The most to him is his family and his fans around the world that loved him.
I mean, I don't know how many years him and his wife spent together, but it was...
They've been together for a while, I think, Josh.
I believe so.
And then his daughter... It just sucked because me and Josh actually watched a clip of him in the hospital.
Yeah.
Saying his final goodbye to his daughter.
Yep.
And it was just so sad to see him go so early.
I think his daughter was crying because seeing her father
was in the hospital not feeling so good, so they had to put him down. Which really sucked because it hurt a lot of the people's Hulk Hogan fans.
For sure on that, I think Hulk Hogan knew that if it was his final goodbye, it would have been... To his daughter, his son.
His family. Even his family.
I mean, think of that.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan. And Mean Gene workout.
Mean Gene, I mean, think of when Mean Gene Okerman, when he passed away, Hulk Hogan talked about him and said, Mean Gene, we're here to talk about Mean Gene, and I'm here. I'm sorry.
Also, Also, I don't know if you guys knew this, but him and Mr. T were really good friends, too.
Yeah. I mean,
and they went grocery shopping with Mr. T. He went grocery shopping, I guess. So.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're getting at the grocery store. Probably, I don't know, probably some, I'm not going to say it, but.
Well, think of when he was with Mean Gene. He told me, he goes, listen, Mean Gene, we're going to get yourself big and hydrated for this match for me and you. We're going to have some, you're going to have some raw eggs. Raw eggs? What do you need raw eggs for? Well, you're going to get your protein done. You're going to have a raw egg.
Raw egg.
Oh, God. I mean, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't really eat.
I wouldn't eat raw eggs either.
No.
Did anyone else like raw eggs? All right, Mr. Jim Berger. You like eggs?
Yeah. Eggs on, I like eggs on toast.
Eggs on toast is good too. What about all right, we gotta wrap it up. I think that's it. So thank you very much for having us on the show.
We'll see
you next time. R.I.P. to the immortal Hulk Hogan.
Oh, Mean Gene, what are you doing? You're supposed to meet me out front. It's 5 in the morning, man.
Hulk, come on. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Where are we going to go at this hour?
Exactly what we said. The workout start 5 o'clock. What are you doing with that smoke blowing in my face? My God, what is this, Gino?
Well, Hulk, I'm getting ready for breakfast here. I'm going to have some pancakes, couple of eggs, some bacon before I work out. I was just having a cigar.
Hey, we're going to start out on the right foot. Get that coffee out of your mouth. We're going to start out on the right foot. I'll make you breakfast. Just stay right there. Now, Mean Gene, just listen to me. Forget the cigars, the coffee, the bacon and eggs, and especially those blueberry pancakes. Get me a couple glasses wherever they're at.
You're more than
happy
to.
Get me a couple glasses, and I'll make you breakfast right now, Gene.
What do you got in mind here, Hulk?
Oh, I got something that'll keep you going all day long, Daddy. Don't worry about a thing, brother. Just don't worry about it.
You have got to be kidding me.
No carbs, no fat, nothing but pure protein, bro. You know, this is the Eye of the Hulkster, man. You got to get your head right.
Hulk, not raw eggs.
Oh, that's
come on.
This is the only way to go, Mean Gene. You're in strict training. We gotta watch your diet. We gotta make sure you don't get overloaded with all those carbohydrates, and especially that nasty cigar I saw you smoking, Mean Gene.
Boy, Look,
the best protein you can get, we're gonna do this 4 times a day. Just watch me, Mean Gene. Just watch how easy it goes down, and then you're next, brother. This is how we start the day. Every morning and every 2 hours, we do the same thing.
Oh, no, Hulk, I couldn't.
There's not a better way to go. Come on, Mean Gene. You're already late. I was here at 5 in the morning, man. You're sitting there sucking on a cigar and drinking that coffee. Do it, man. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Come on. Around the lake. Let's do it, man. Come on, Mean Gene. You can do it, Daddy. Come on, brother. Come on, man. All right, man. All right, Daddy. Halfway around the lake. Get your head right. Eye of the Hulkster, man. All the way. One more time. Come on, Daddy. Let's go, brother. Come on, Gino. Come on, Daddy. Let's go. Come on, Gino. Get psyched, man. Come on, brother. Finish up. Get your head right. Get fired up, Daddy. Eye of the Hulkster. Come on, brother. All right, Gino.
Oh boy, I'm ready for a beer and a bratwurst. What about it, huh?
Whoa, Mean Gene, hold on, Daddy. I just rounded the corner and I turned around and you weren't behind me. Back to work, Jack. No beer, nothing, man. This is all training.
All I wanted was a beer and a brat.
No way. When we're done, maybe, but not now.
Okay,
let's go.
Okay.
All right. Hey, man, how you doing? All right, we'll get our usual stuff here now. All right, we're going to get some protein, vitamins, iron, all the good stuff. I get this good stuff all the time. We're going to get the vitamins here. We're going to get the raisins. All right, get the raisin and nut. That's good. That's good.
Oh, gee, there's a lot of good stuff in here, man. This is your place, huh?
That's right. You get the raisins. Raisins and nuts is good, man. Makes you hungry, you know. Makes you mean.
You know, I heard these raisins will help all that hot protein and everything.
That's right.
Burn
it's an iron.
Quick,
it's
man.
An iron. Definitely. Finish the workout. We got to get good stuff. Come on. Uh-huh. Come on, we're going to get the good stuff. Make sure you get the good stuff. You don't get good stuff and put it back, you know.
You know, we're gonna have to make another circle here, man, because I saw that high protein on that other road.
All right, wheels, man. And back here, they got my favorite juice. Let's get the juice right now.
All right, sounds
fix
good.
Fix me up my favorite juice here. For me, double for me, and triple double for the Hulk, too. All right, because we're gonna get the Piper. Gonna get Ondar. All right, what you got here? All right, this is a little, what is this here?
Carrot juice.
Yeah, carrot juice is good. All right, what's this here right here?
Wheatgrass.
All right, let's try some of this wheatgrass. You ever had some wheatgrass?
I don't know about that,
it's
man.
It's good, you know, man. It makes you mean. It makes you mean.
The only thing I don't want no milk in my protein.
Hey, don't put no milk in it.
Milk for babies.
No milk. All right, put some milk, car grease, motor oil, anything in there but milk. Now, what's this here is right here? What is this here?
Wheatgrass.
Well, we ain't gonna mess with that because of that grass. You know, we don't mess with no grass.
No.
All right. But we can eat some wheat bread, though. What wheat bread? Let's see. Where the wheat bread? All right, where's the wheat bread? Hurry up with the juices, cause we're hungry. All right, we just got to pop it.
That 90% protein, no fat.
Protein, no fat. And give me a couple of them bananas. All right, couple of them bananas. And get the orange, get the good stuff in here. All right. You want the bananas, man? Banana, potassium, whatever it is. All right, it's good. So we eat this here while we're waiting on to make the juices and whatnot.
You know, when you talked about guerrilla warfare, man, I didn't know we were going to be eating bananas, but the thing is...
Bananas make you swing, man! Swing to them feet! You swing off the rope, man, grab them! Bananas swing, man! You know, jungle! Gorillas!
Gorilla war, yeah!
That
one almost went over my head, T.I.P.
That's right, man, it's all right, man,
I didn't know you were going to be this serious, man.
Look at me split, man, you have me pumping that iron, baby! Man, I'm ready, man.
This is your drink, right?
All right, you try something, all right? You like it, huh? All right.
Jesus, T, what is
that? That's all right, man. That's all right. Makes you mean, man.
Let me try
makes hair
I'll
on your head,
man. Something different.
All right, switch. All right.
Man, that is terrible.
It's rough, man, but it makes you mean. Keep me mean, man. So you drink some of this here, I'll tell you, really be ready. I pity the food. I pity them. They're dead meat. Dead meat, that's why I say it.